Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. The 2016 NFL Draft is right around the corner. You guys sent a bunch of questions to the inbox, so we're going to get to work and answer some of those questions about the draft and other business in the NFL right now. The first one comes from Trent in Phoenix, Arizona. What do these blockbuster trades that have happened the past 2 weeks mean for the rest of the draft? Well, Trent, of course, is referring to the trades that have happened at the top of the draft. The Tennessee Titans traded with the Los Angeles Rams, so now the Rams have the number one overall pick in this draft. And then the Cleveland Browns, who held the number two pick, they traded out of it with the Eagles, who were at number eight, and the Eagles now have the number one overall pick. What does this mean? Well, most people think it's going to go quarterback, quarterback at number one, number two. So that has pushed all non-quarterbacks down the draft board and is going to give teams who aren't picking quarterbacks even more value with some of those players. It should make for a very interesting day next Thursday, the first round of the NFL draft. Ian from Virginia has the next question. What do you think the chances are that the Vikings will trade up with a top 10 team in the draft? All of these trades and the talk of trades has people wondering what their team will do in the first round of the draft. Some people want to know if the Vikings will trade up. We'll take a look at this trade that we have on the screen right now, back from 2011, when a team in the 20s traded up into the top 10. Look what they had to give up, 5 picks total, including 2 first-round picks. Now, we can't rule anything out at this stage of the game. Rick Spielman is known to move up or move back, but that is a prohibitive cost for most teams. It wouldn't surprise me to see the Vikings stand pat at 23. Zach in Minneapolis has the next question. Is there a wide receiver in this draft that might be a true number one right out of the gate that will be available to Minnesota? This is an interesting question. The last two drafts have had great talent at wide receiver, but some people think the top-end talent in this year's class isn't quite as good. But I like Corey Coleman. I like Laquon Treadwell. Josh Doctson out of TCU is a guy who made a lot of plays in college. Those are just 3 names, and there are many more, some much less heralded, such as Tyler Boyd from Pittsburgh, Michael Thomas from Ohio State, Braxton Miller also from Ohio State. So lots of names at the receiver position in this draft. They're not all going to go in the first round, but that doesn't mean they can't have a first round type of impact with their teams. Look at Stephon Diggs. The Vikings found him in the 5th round last year, but he was one of the best receivers on the team, even as a rookie. So you can find great talent in the middle rounds of the draft at wide receiver, but teams may also find some studs in this year's class. The next question we'll take from Twitter. Tori asks, what's your take on Darren Lee at 23? Well, Darren Lee is an athletic, fast, quick-twitch linebacker from Ohio State University. Made a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage, and scouts also think he can do very well in coverage. So I think some team's going to be very happy with him in the first round. Will be the Vikings? Well, only time will tell. The one thing to consider about the Vikings is they have Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr, 2 linebackers they've drafted in the last 2 years, and teams are in sub packages quite a bit. Usually in sub packages, you only have 2 linebackers on the field. So do you want to spend a first round pick on a linebacker when you already have 2 studs? You could if he's the best player on your board. So nothing would surprise us at 23. Darren Lee might go before then, however. Alex has our next question. Did Xavier Rhodes have a down year last year? I don't think so at all. I think Xavier took another step forward in his second year with Mike Zimmer. He was a first-round pick of the Vikings in 2013, learned along the way, but I think now going into his 4th season, Xavier Rhodes is in a very good place. He always draws the toughest assignment against the opposition. I think that's going to continue in 2016. It's great to have a guy like Xavier Rhodes on his team. He's big-bodied, he's athletic, and he loves the game of football. I think big things are ahead for number 29. Our last question comes from Dean. Why do we play the New York Giants what seems to be every year? Even when we don't play the NFC East, they're always on the schedule. It's just a coincidence that the Vikings will play the Giants once again this season. Remember, a team's schedule is mostly predetermined. Look at what we have on the screen right now. 16 games in a season, of course. 14 of the 16 games are predetermined. Every team plays 6 division games, 3 opponents in your division, home and away games against each of those 3 teams. You play 4 games against a division in the AFC. This year for the Vikings, that's the AFC South, Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Tennessee. You also play 4 games against teams in another division within your conference. This year for the Vikings, That's the NFC East. You can see the teams pictured on your screen. Now, the two games that change every single year are the divisions that you don't play within your conference. So for the Vikings this year, it's the NFC South and the NFC West. You play the team that finished in the same place that you did the year prior. So the Vikings, of course, won the NFC North. That means they will play winners of the NFC South and NFC West. That means battles against Carolina and Arizona. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but lots of great stuff on the website for you guys to check out, and most of it has to do with the NFL draft, which is coming up next week. Check out our continuing coverage of all the pre-draft palooza that you want to watch right here on Vikings.com. Also, the Minnesota Vikings cheerleader squad for 2016 was announced. You can check out that information on Vikings.com as well. Also, Vikings GM Rick Spielman will hold his annual pre-draft press conference on Tuesday. You can catch that live and on in-demand format right here on Vikings.com. We'll be back next week with another pre-draft edition of the Pick Six, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.